The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
I see your hair is burning.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your hair is burning. Hills are filled with fire. If they say I never loved you, you know they are a liar.
You know they are a liar.
I love humanity. That's what separates the good guys from the bad guys.
Driving down your freeway.
That's what separates the men from the boys as well. Best part of the song.
Cops came cars, the topless boss. Never saw a woman.
Somebody else has a voice kind of like that. Talk about another day.
Get your mojo rising. Gotta keep on riding.
Oh, it's nothing like driving to the mountain on a big stretch straightaway in a sports car with 700 plus horsepower with the moon setting behind the mountains. Sun setting behind you. This song's playing. You ever got the sun and the moon at the same time up? And you're just blasting on the highway. And you know there's a God above. And you know there's all these mysteries. And you know it goes on and on. On and on and on. You're not afraid anymore. You transcend these parasites and these levels. And you gotta keep on riding, riding. You gotta keep on being real. Being genuine. Strong, because all you know is you feel that honor of your ancestors. You feel all those good people before you stood up for what was right, and you want to keep that line going. You want to be one of those people, don't you? I know I do. Evil control freaks fear us because we're everything they wish they were and so much more. Fear not, my friends, as great evil comes upon us. Because this is the beginning of the great animating contest of liberty. You're living it. You're living it right now. Roger Stone's going to join us coming up here in a few minutes. And as I tweeted earlier, he says it's the biggest news ever. The Cruz campaign has gone completely into insane asylum power grab mode. Cruz has uncloaked himself, creamily licking his lips, discussing weeks ago the Bush endorsement and the full Bush crime family behind him. He finally has gotten their attention. They're finally knighting him and bringing him up, probably just to throw him aside and put Kasich or Paul Ryan in. Because betrayal is the ether, the ocean. The atmosphere, the system, the world, the continuum, the reality in which traitors swim. We're going to come back and talk to Roger Stone, and we aren't going to lay out where we're going, but I got to tell you one thing. The fact that they're trying to openly bamboozle the public and act like it's no big deal, and that Ted Cruz goes on all these radio and TV shows and says, it's a democracy. I won Colorado with the voters, and Trump and other groups like Drudge don't want to admit I'm winning fair and square. That's what he said earlier. We played the clip. This is a new level of spin. We don't think you're stupid here. We're giving you real complex analysis, not just dumbed down. I win Colorado. Trump not tell you. Drugs not tell you. I win. My toy. He like ran into a liquor store, grabbed a bottle of whiskey, ran out the door. The cop pulled him over and he says he bought it.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Paul Manafort is now all over international national television. We're going to be getting him on the broadcast soon, obviously. He is the longtime business partner of Roger Stone. You can Google Roger Stone and Paul Manafort, and you can see them way back in the Nixon days. Their meeting with some of their other counterparts. And for 8-9 months, Roger Stone's been warning of the big steal, the plan to steal the delegates. Now Trump sees that's happening and is getting the right people in there. And as Politico and the New York Times recognize that Roger Stone and his expert cohorts are trying to save our republic and the popular vote, they are turning incredible vitriol from Meet the Press to CNN against Stone. And we play these clips Friday. We played them yesterday. There's 5 or 6 of them. I'm not going to play them again today, where they play clips of him on the show where he says, no violence. We need to go to the delegations, though, that are public at the hotels and speak to them and say, please, you know, go with what you pledged to do. And there on screen is, of course, Mr. Stone, 45-year veteran of campaigns with Paul Manafort and others. We'll put that back on screen for TV viewers. If you're a radio listener, Infowars.com/show to find the feed so you can see a whole other dimension of this broadcast. Now, And also, he's there with Lee Atwater in that photo. They were there when they tried to steal it from Reagan and help stop it then. Manafort and Stone were the head guys that did it. So they're back. And whether you love Trump, hate Trump, or in the middle, they're scared of him because he doesn't want unfair trade deals. He doesn't want globalism. He doesn't want open borders. So they're running fake headlines in the Boston Globe. They're lying. And they're saying that Roger Stone wants violence. And on a whole bunch of platforms, including the Washington Post, they've had Rick Tyler and others coming out and saying we should look at indicting when he arrives in Cleveland, Ohio, Roger Stone. So they're not just going to steal elections and cancel elections in Colorado and other states. They're now talking about arresting him. We'll put it back on screen. I want to read this to radio listeners. Could Donald Trump surrogate Roger Stone be charged with menacing GOP convention delegates? You go to the red state sites and others, they're calling for his arrest and misrepresenting what he said on this show and others. And then it goes further. This isn't about Roger Stone. It's about someone out there who was the head of the campaign, who accurately warned Trump about what was going to happen. It has happened. Whose influence has now gone from strong to center stage with he and his business partner to save voting in this country. They're stealing from Bernie Sanders. He wins in Wyoming. He wins in New Hampshire. They take it. When he says he's going to go to his own delegates and try to get them to be honorable, the news says he's stealing it. So, if Bernie Sanders goes to his sworn delegates and tries to get them to do the right thing, he's stealing. That's in the New York Times today. If Roger Stone says he's going to go to delegates sworn to their voters to Trump, being stolen from Louisiana to Tennessee, even when Trump wins and they have the election, they steal it after. That's criminal. That's intimidation. Ladies and gentlemen, once you go over the edge of canceling elections and installing puppets, the next stage is arresting people. You go over an edge. Now, we're going to make big announcements here. He's with us for the rest of the hour. Roger Stone has been, you know, deep on the inside now of what's happening, battling for these delegates. He's going to give you the absolute, not 5-minute, you know, blurb on CNN where he's banned, MSNBC where he's banned. He's now not really on Fox anymore. The Washington Post asked, why is he banned? He's one of the most articulate, accurate people. Even they understand. Because we're seeing political warfare this country's never seen since Lincoln, quite frankly, in my view. We have a new level we're going to cover it as well. So a lot of stations just joined us in the second hour. Ted Cruz has come out and said Drudge is an attack dog run by Roger Stone and Donald Trump. And I won Colorado, and I won the democracy there. I won the votes. I have the clips coming up. Those are quotes. And Roger Stone and Drudge lied and said I didn't win. That is the new level of spin. They canceled the election, had the superdelegates ignore the delegates, pledge it all, 34 to him, and they're spinning it like Drudge is a liar. And then it gets worse. Phyllis Schlafly, the oldest living true patriot conservative of this country, been coming on my show 20 years. She had them try to take over her bank account and her whole organization, Eagle Forum, that gets true patriots elected, and shut her down, and it was reportedly a bunch of Cruz operatives, including her own daughter. But the bank wouldn't go along with it, and now reportedly there's criminal investigations. Folks, this is a new level. We've never seen theft like this of an election. Roger Stone joins us to announce a new website, a new move. He announced 2 weeks ago here first that he was going to lead and ask for my support. He has it. He has your support, obviously. Everybody else who stands for elections. There are people in my office who didn't support Trump. After this happened, they bought Trump hats and are now wearing them. Everyone, basically, is now for Trump in the office because they understand, folks, he is a figurehead for liberty and against globalism, and this man's life is in danger. We should pray for him. I am so honored to be associated with Matt Drudge, with Roger Stone, with Donald Trump. Real patriots. This is the attempted takeover of America you're witnessing. That's not hype. When they're taking over grassroots organizations that have been around 50 years, covertly, Cruz, when they're canceling elections and then saying he won the popular vote, we have the clips, it is a new level. So big announcements, big inside baseball with one of the top generals in the Trump campaign, outside the campaign, which the enemy's figured out is central to the campaign, is now attacking him more than they're almost attacking Trump. And that's because they want to take him out, folks. Well, you're about to get to hear him for the next 45 minutes. Roger Stone, that's my intro. And they've got big website, a big move you're about to announce. This is just epic. I'm on the edge of my seat. I've never been more excited to be on air.
Well, Alex, it is. I'm wearing this hat as a homage to Matt Drudge, because he's a guy who really did wreck the Internet. He's broken into as a pioneer, becoming a mass communicator who wasn't owned by a multinational corporation. And the idea that anyone controls Matt Drudge is offensive. He does a public service by picking up some of the best alternative and conservative media out there and spreading it to the masses.
And by the way, for folks that don't know Drudge, you're absolutely right. The way to not get something on Drudge is to tell him what to do.
Not only that, but I would be honored if he posted everything of mine he ever sees, but I'm not that privileged. So Ted Cruz, you know, he has a problem with the First Amendment, quite obviously, and this wild punch at either me or Matt Drudge is senseless. Look, there was a media uproar last week when I suggested that Trump supporters visit the hotels of delegates. Let me be a little more specific. From the beginning, the problem here has been one of Trojan delegates, Trojan horse delegates. These Trojan horse delegates are very specifically holding seats in delegate positions who are elected to Donald Trump, but not loyal to Trump. The party machines are seeking to insert these hacks, these loyalists, into delegations, which gives them a majority on the question of rules, credentials, and platform, all of which must come before the first ballot for president. So even if Donald Trump has 1,237 votes, which under the capable leadership of Paul Manafort and the incredible talents as a candidate and a communicator of Donald Trump, I think they will have, the establishment plans to steal this anyway. It is these Trojan horse delegates who will be central to the steal. What I suggest, quite frankly, is that each one of them be required to sign a loyalty pledge. It's voluntary, of course, agreeing to stick with Donald Trump, the choice of the voters who elected that delegate.
They should pledge to stand with the popular vote or move to North Korea.
Correct. Now, there's no, you're not forced to sign, but if you won't sign, it will identify for the media who the Quislings are.
That's right. If you're going to steal an election in America and cancel America, you better put your John Hancock on it.
Right. So it exposes the bosses who are subverting the democratic process. Donald Trump is winning these primaries big. This just in. He won Arkansas. Now there is a Cruz-Rubio alliance planning to block Donald Trump in Arkansas from getting his rightful majority. We've seen the strong arm tactics that were utilized in Colorado. We have seen a rare victory where Donald Trump and the forces loyal to John Kasich teamed together to block Ted Cruz out in Michigan. So two can play this game, and I expect it's going to be hard fought right to the end. We are going to march on Cleveland. Delegations, we're going to ask every Trump delegate to sign the voluntary pledge. Are you with the voters or are you with the bosses? It's only elementary that Trump delegates should vote for Donald Trump and not against his interests.
Let me stop you right there. Paul Manafort, your longtime partner that now basically, according to Politico, runs the campaign. I know you don't want to, brag about it, but hopefully saving the campaign, came out, as you know, on Meet the Press and said, look, they're breaking the rules. They've gone too far. We're going to file complaints. Look, it's one thing if there's a close election, because I've looked at the rules, and then there's a brokered situation. But it's another thing when you just cancel elections altogether and then just have the party insiders tell you that Cruz won everything. For me, We need to get out and educate the public that why do we get rid of Jim Crow and poll taxes? I mean, we have election laws for popular votes. There's public interest here. It's racketeering for the party to say now popular votes don't count. This is unprecedented, and I think that Trump should press this. The problem is, watching mainstream TV, they won't show the full clip. They just show Trump saying it's rigged and then make a joke and say, well, he's just mad he didn't win Colorado, and they don't even tell people now. In some of these shows, I know you don't want to bash Fox because you're on there some, but I was watching Fox this morning. They wouldn't even say that there was no vote. So they've reached a new level, and that's the talking point from Cruz, is he's running around saying, it's a democracy. I have the clip played last hour. I won Colorado, and Drudge won't report that I won Colorado. What? He reported you stole it. So from your expert understanding and of course, Paul's understanding of this, and he hinted at this on national television, is this not illegal, what's going on, or is this not a violation of the, quote, rules to just cancel things?
Well, first of all, let me make very, very clear yet again that I have no formal nor informal role in the Donald Trump campaign. Paul Manafort is his own man. He's a skilled professional. I'm proud to say that we're partners for 15 years. I would point out that my other partner, who I hold in very high regard, Charlie Black, a very skilled operative, as shrewd as they come, now working for John Kasich, which is his constitutional right. He's not to be underestimated. He's a very clever guy who knows the rules. But I want to be very clear that Paul Manafort works for Donald Trump, and Donald Trump runs Donald Trump's campaign. I, Alex, am going to be outside the convention hall with you, with some bullhorns, and hopefully with thousands at the Stop the Steal march and rally. Now, this is, to be very clear, a nonviolent, peaceful protest. I was in the 1968 campaign for Richard Nixon. I understand that violence in Cleveland of any kind would be detrimental to Donald Trump's capability to win.
You should have a proviso this. You never said this. They're running fake headlines. How do we counter them lying? Everybody must come to Cleveland. Everybody must go to Denver this Friday to protest at the RNC as well, the big steal.
Yeah, so when they say, why do you want to visit the hotel rooms of delegates, it's very simple. I want them to sign the pledge. I respect if they don't want to sign the pledge. That's their right. But the voters elected them to vote for Donald Trump. That's our democracy. So if the bosses have put them into a Trump seat, Texas, for example, where the delegation does not include a single actual Trump supporter, not one, because George P. Bush and Rick Perry and Ted Cruz have ganged up to ensure that they control the Texas delegation on questions of rules and credentials. That's where the big steal will take place.
Unprecedented. You talked about breaking some of the biggest news ever today. I put it out on Twitter. Roger Stone, the man that the Republicans establishment once arrested, is going to break some of the biggest news ever on the broadcast. I know that you're launching a TrumpBallotSecurity.org. Tell us about TrumpBallotSecurity.org. We're going to tweet that out and some of the other plans. And then you always know weeks and months ahead of time what's going to happen. Tell us the next shoe to drop.
Well, here, Alex, is the breaking news before we talk about some of the important projects that will help Donald Trump. Ted Cruz has continually given the impression that he has some kind of inside track with the Rubio delegates. As you know, Marco Rubio requested that his delegates not be released. He has in excess of 100 delegates. Those delegates are obviously going to play a very large role, as well as the 230 delegates who are unpledged. This is where I think all sides will be wooing those delegates. They're going to be hearing from Donald Trump Jr., I imagine. They'll hear from Ivanka. Some of them may hear directly from Donald Trump. The Trump family is Donald Trump's greatest asset. They have a special tonight with Anderson Cooper, where you'll be able to see the Trump family in an interview, I believe it is. So it is an important part of this strategy to focus on those very delegates. Now, Ted Cruz has maintained that he somehow has an inside track on those delegates, that those delegates would never vote for Donald Trump. I can tell you definitively that Senator Rubio did not ask ask for the non-release of those delegates as a favor to Ted Cruz, that those delegates, based on a survey of them that has been done by experienced people, indicates that they're loyal to Senator Marco Rubio. They have no great high regard for Ted Cruz. They're not Trump supporters, but they are also not Trump supporters. So the idea that Rubio has a corner here is a falsehood that his agents continue to spread. I don't know where these important votes will ultimately end up. I was encouraged to see that the senator decided to hold his delegation. He did not receive the endorsement of Jeb Bush. There is bad blood between Marco and Bush because he had the audacity to pursue his constitutional right to run for office. You know, Alex, as Teddy Roosevelt said, the credit belongs to the man who gets in the arena, not the man who stands on the side and points out where the strong man stumbles. I give Marco credit for just running the gauntlet, for trying. He wasn't successful, but he at least deserves our respect for the effort.
So some of the big breaking news here is, and I know you've been in these meetings the last few days. I mean, you've been eyes on the ball in person, if I can go that far, that Rubio is not pledged to Cruz. Cruz is lying, and that Rubio's huge amount of delegates are up for grabs. And, hey, Donald Trump and his crew and Paul Manafort and others have a lot of tricks up their sleeves that aren't dirty, but are going to be able to block some of the establishment punches being thrown at this free and open election that, if this was a normal election, Trump would already be, obviously, the nominee and people would be getting behind him. But the Republicans have said, the head of the Republican Party in Colorado has said in a tweet, I'm ready to burn down the party. Let's do it. I mean, for me, this is just incredible that these individuals are clearly operatives wanting to make a one-party system and basically globalize things. They've already moved on wanting jobs at the UN or jobs at the IMF or World Bank. And these people are just open traitors. I think this is sedition. This is private parties working together to create an oligarchy. And I don't say this for rhetoric. You're the one they're wanting to arrest for saying we should, you know, exercise our First Amendment and demonstrate. I think this is criminal. I mean, this is an attempt to take the country over. This is a racketeering. This makes Jim Crow look like a blessing. I mean, I know that I don't have rhetoric strong enough, is what I'm saying, Roger, to describe the climate these people have entered into. I mean, what can we really say about Ted Cruz? I liked Ted Cruz 6 months ago, but this guy is just a monster. A Phyllis Schlafly. I mean, it just goes on and on. And his Skype just paused. We'll get him to load back up here in just a moment. I mean, people, this is crazy. And then Cruz going out with these talking points that he won, and why is Trump mad? And then he won't say it's because they stole the election, you know, and not just Colorado. Now they're announcing four other states. It's in the Washington Post. Oh, that's just a new thing. We use, you know, we don't have votes. We're getting to Skype reconnected. And look, it's crazy. Matt Drudge is being attacked because he links to the local paper, the Denver Post, saying that the election was canceled in the state and voters don't get to vote. I mean, how is Matt Drudge not supposed to link to that? That's sensational news. That's a seismic event in American politics. Your Skype's back, sir. At least it looks like it's somewhat stabilized, and we may have to go to phone. Roger, can you hear me?
Yeah, we're having some distortion here. I think the NSA is probably monitoring this.
Oh, you think they might be messing with the election? I think that's probably the case. But seriously, Roger Stone, we're going to break here in a moment. What would you call this? Because I think it's a criminal takeover. I think it's unprecedented what they're doing. The spin machine, the deception level, where Cruz is saying it's a democracy. I got the popular vote. We have the clip in Colorado. I mean, this is a new level of lying.
Well, also, let's realize that there are some interpretations of the law that indicate that because this is a race for party office and not public office, that actual buying of delegates for cash would not necessarily be illegal. Now, in the 30s and 40s, this was very common. I've not heard of anything like this in recent conventions, but I put nothing behind the oil and gas interests who are funding Ted Cruz's campaign. This guy is a wholly owned subsidiary of the energy industry with a Bush lineage. And when I've exposed his key role in the election and the policies of George W. Bush and his wife's ties to the CFR, Goldman Sachs, and the insiders, and Matt Drudge chooses to put them up, he goes out of his mind.
That's right, because he's a total sleeper agent of the Rockefeller East Coast Republicans that we've been trying to get rid of for 40 years. Roger Stone, straight ahead. TrumpBallotSecurity.org, StopTheSteal.org.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it three times a day. Once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people at my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Are you concerned about the power grid? About the new war on the power grid? If so, this will be the most important radio message you will ever hear, and the most valuable. Here's why. An important book revealing new and dangerous vulnerabilities of the power grid has just been written. Incredibly, the author has agreed to give away several free copies, but only for a limited time to GCN listeners. He simply asks that you pay $3 to cover part of the shipping and handling cost. Even better, if you're one of the first 17 online today, he will actually FedEx the book to you. Why do this? Why would he spend extra money and all that bother to FedEx his new book? The answer is simple. America's power grid is in grave danger, and most Americans are clueless. Find out what's going on behind the scenes, and why the most common question this author gets is, do you fear for your life? Go to waronthegrid.com. That's waronthegrid.com. Don't wait. waronthegrid.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. I'm your host, Alex Jones.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
That's right, there's an echo in here. We're going back to Roger Stone. I'm going to do something I don't normally do. He's with us for the rest of the hour. We're taking a few phone calls in about 10, 15 minutes. Specific quick questions for Roger Stone, the Trump confidant, longtime buddy, wingman, you name it. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Really just Trump's 40-something year buddy. Another one of his friends of 40 years, not as close, but knew him in the construction and banking, not as Jerome Corsi, a big heavy hitter, three-time number one New York Times bestseller, a guy that deep-sixed John Kerry. He knows Trump, and he says Trump knows more than he and I do combined about the New World Order, and that Trump basically has been playing possum with the establishment, and that's why they're freaking out. He said that last time he was on 3 weeks ago, and I was like, wow, because I had other people tell me this years ago, that Donald Trump was this big patriot. And I was like, what? Donald Trump? That's the casino owner, the hotel owner, the developer. You know, flashy stuff on TV, kind of pop stuff. Well, I learned he gave hundreds of thousands over the years against NAFTA and GATT, against unfair deals for America. Even though he wasn't in those businesses, it really made him mad. He just loves America. He's not perfect. He doesn't want to screw us over under globalism and have Chinese 35% tariffs. That's why we got to get behind Trump. The whole system we say we hate, he's melting down, pulling out the stops, canceling elections. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231 is the number to join us. And we're also going to give you those websites again so you can get involved and stop the steal. TrumpBallotSecurity.org, we're going to talk about that in a moment. Phyllis Schlafly having the Cruz stoats and ferrets and rats and weasels get into her operation, try to take it over yesterday. I mean, that's in WorldNet Daily. Of course, he talked to her. My board plotted to fire me over Trump. I mean, that, folks, they're getting us thrown off radio stations over this, even though the station managers like Trump. We're getting good ratings. They are moving for the takeover and to create a one-party system. This is it. And Trump is just a manifestation of how they're going to counter populism. Briefly, you need to understand the Bushes. People have read this book that are experts on the Bushes, other authors, and it's a new level. Jeb Bush and the Bush crime family, the inside story of American dynasty, Roger Stone, and St. John Hunt, and a foreword by Congressman John Le Boutelier, if I'm pronouncing that right. The point is, I've read it, it's over the top powerful, understand the whole power structure, and the Clintons' war on women. New national polls out show Trump in a dead heat with Hillary or ahead of her. He brings this out, it's over. So both these books available, InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase supports the broadcast. Separately, we have DNA Force that is the strongest, most powerful nutraceutical out there. It has the true, naturally produced bio-PQQ, CoQ10, resveratrol, the list goes on and on, souped up with the key patented amino acids to have your body upload it directly to the mitochondrial DNA. This is the stuff they've got, you know, in German labs that people pay $600 a bottle for. It is the true game changer. It's why it's such a bestseller. It's back in stock. Very hard to procure these California purity levels, but we do it. It's very hard to have a multi-system like this with this many things in it that's completely pure and non-detectable or down to California levels. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, and we're going to have our crew in Denver Friday for the demonstration at the RNC for the big steal. We're going to have them in Portland where the left has said no First Amendment allowed. We're going to be battling hard, Rob Dew and Joe Biggs and others. Everybody should wear their Hillary for Prison shirts, their Mullen Lobby shirts. You hear the leftist fascist go, InfoWars, and just foam in fear. And after they attack the six people that were at Oregon State, they're in Portland, they said, no, you don't come back, with the faculty doing it, saying there's no free speech here. Well, we need a bunch of people to go. There are going to be speakers that are listed. I'm sure we'll try to ban them, and the school will say no First Amendment. You need to be wearing your Mullen Lobby shirts. You need to be there to stand for the First Amendment and really expose the tyranny of these anti-free speech people. We're about to go back to Roger Stone right now, but don't forget InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. Don't forget your purchases make it all possible for this platform to fight for tyranny and support our local affiliates. All right. Also, you can visit Roger Stone's own personal website that's excellent with news updates and videos, the latest Trump inside info, StoneZone.com. Now, going back to Mr. Stone while his Skype holds there from sunny Florida, we still haven't covered a laundry list, the Phyllis Schlafly attack, other dirty tricks, what's coming next, and then I want to also get into some calls and call for people again to get ready to get your apartment rented or whatever or a nearby town. Be in Cleveland. Book it now. Commit. This is history. I'm going to be there. Roger Stone.
Well, Alex, first I really must address the question of those advocating that I be either arrested or banned from the convention. So the establishment wants to take away my right of free speech, my constitutional right of free assembly and free association. On the basis of what evidence? I never called for violence. If CNN and Megyn Kelly were honest, they would play the very next sentence in which I talk about the importance of a dialogue with the delegates. But, of course, they don't do that. So it is it's something you would expect from the Nazis. First, we're banning people. Then we're banning books. Then we're banning movies. Next, you know, we're burning books. This is a very slippery slope.
Then we're burning people.
It's entirely anti-free speech. Look, I above all know that any violence in Cleveland is detrimental to my ultimate goal, the election of Donald Trump and the takedown.
But it's been the Soros and the Democrats and the Republican operatives attacking Trump rallies. We're not the ones that are violent.
Exactly. So I think it's important that we touch on that. Look, Alex, I think you really expressed the importance, and that is the March on Cleveland, details to come, the march and rally. You can go to stopthesteal.org. This will be information central on all the details. We are seeking to raise enough money to run buses from all over the United States. We are in negotiations with a couple of colleges that are out of session for dormitory space. We're trying to access some other inexpensive housing for the marshals, for the organizers. We've had tremendous reception from the Trump supporters in Ohio and Pennsylvania and Delaware. They're already committed to carloads of bodies. So as I've said previously, whether you have to walk, hitchhike, bus, take a train, or if you can afford to fly, come to Cleveland. It's important that we...
And you are a guy that gets results. You stopped Reagan getting robbed with your partner, Paul, now heading up the campaign at many levels. You helped stop Al Gore getting in. You can say Bush stole it. You turned against Bush later because he's corrupt. They're both corrupt. Whatever. Point is, you know what you're doing. You've got a real battle plan. This is the place people need to put their time, their energy, and their money. Commit now. You're going to Cleveland, folks. It's a march on tyranny. It's a march against the people that want to steal this country. It's a march on the state apparatus, the would-be Republican Party Politburo.
And again, I say, if you're coming and you're a Trump supporter, the Soros-funded agents provocateur, the agit prop, the demonstrators with the faux protest, who are sometimes wearing Bernie Sanders T-shirts but aren't Bernie supporters, they are going to try to incite violence.
And we're going to digital photo them into a Google image scan. We always blow their cover. This will backfire.
Yes, and it's essential that you ignore their taunts. They want violence so they can blame it on us. Ignore them. Find your delegates. Ask them respectfully to sign the pledge. If you were elected as a Trump delegate, you should be required to vote for Donald Trump. If you're not required by the rules, you should be required by your own conscience and the fact that you represent the voters.
You are so extreme to say that we should demonstrate on behalf of voting rights. You're probably one of those guys that wanted black people to be able to vote. I mean, you know, how dare you?
We have to stop what is, in fact, the hijacking of the Republican Party. Now, again, the best news today is not that Cruz claimed the Rubio delegates. Not that Ted Cruz claimed the endorsement of Marco Rubio or the formal support of his delegates. But what he's spinning is that he has the majority of them. And that is not accurate. I think those delegates are loyal to Marco Rubio. And there's many fine people in that delegation. So let's see, you know, when we get to Cleveland. But this is typical of Cruz. This is why, of course, Donald calls him Lion Ted. He continues to lie about me on Fox, on CNN, claiming that I planted the National Enquirer stories. Sadly, those outlets, Fox gave me an opportunity to respond, but CNN has never allowed me to respond. So he can attack me, but I can't respond. Fortunately, I can come here to Infowars.com and reach four times as many people as that would see me on MSNBC. So I'm blessed. I'm really blessed.
Well, that's another question. This moment in media where the Republican Democratic Party leadership's together, where the big channels are merging, where Obama's now on Fox News, Hillary's now great on Fox News, all this craziness is going on, all the system's powers against it. MSNBC's biggest shows have like 300,000, 400,000 viewers. They're a joke. They're lying, thinking they're in a vacuum, and no one knows they're lying, but everyone knows. In your next breath, you said, go to Cleveland, go knock on their doors, talk to the delegates, and try to get them to follow their pledge, but don't be violent. Everyone knows they're lying. Don't they understand that? And now they're announcing billionaires with a bigger double down against Trump with ads. I mean, I've never seen them throw all their power against somebody. What about the arrogance of the media? Do they realize how bad they're damaging themselves?
You know, I think they will do anything to stop an outsider. The entire establishment fear, and this includes the multinational corporation-owned media, the Washington insiders, particularly the lobbyists. the lobbyists who work for the donor class. That's exactly who the plotters are here. And they're petrified by the idea of a nationalist who opposes their international trade deals that get them cheap labor and make our streets unsafe, who opposes their fiscal hokey-pokery in which we're broke and they're always cooking the books. We go deeper and deeper in debt. Trump is a believer in American sovereignty. He's not for the global game plan.
And that's his sin.
And that is his sin. And they will stop at nothing. I mean, in all honesty, Alex, California is the big enchilada. California could be as important to the nomination of Donald Trump as it was to the nomination of Barry Goldwater. The last outsider they nominated for president.
Is the establishment crazy enough to change some rule and try to cancel that election?
Well, I would say this. I think California will go forward, but this is one of the most expensive states in the nation to compete. The corporately funded Ted Cruz super PACs will funnel $25, $30 million in. He is actively on the ground, but you also see a major push from John Kasich. Again, I am one disagreeing with Donald Trump who thinks it is beneficial to have the opposition to Trump split. John Kasich has every right to stay in this race. He got in the arena. He worked very hard. He won some delegates. He's better than Mitt Romney, who is in the dressing room all made up right now in the bullpen looking for a way to get in.
Sure.
And praying that the party bosses call him at the 11th hour.
Sure. I want to play a clip, though, and then I want to talk about some of those issues. The real dirty trickster, Rick Taylor, who got kicked off the campaign for the stuff he was playing, is still on the campaign, obviously. He's gone on these programs, CNN, MSNBC, you name it, and basically called for your arrest, called for your indictment. So I want new listeners to know, Mr. Stone wasn't just saying that a moment ago. This is really going on. Let's play part of that clip.
What concerns me is Paul Manafort, of course, was a business partner with Roger Stone. And Roger Stone just threatened delegates attending the convention in Cleveland, saying that he would publicize delegates' hotel rooms and hotel room numbers if the Trump campaign felt like they were part of stealing delegates from Donald Trump. Now, he said that after he called on Trump supporters to come to Cleveland and somehow protest the process if Donald Trump were denied the nomination. I think that is dangerous. We are a free society in America. We're not a third world country. We don't threaten violence against delegates. And I think that Reince Priebus and the RNC should move to ban Roger Stone from the convention because we cannot tolerate threats and threats of violence in the process. Additionally, Donald Trump should repudiate those events, his remarks.
And then he goes on in other statements to say, again, there should be a criminal investigation for intimidation, all the rest of it, and that's in the Washington Post as well. Notice he says it's like a third world country that you'd want to protest to not have the elections canceled or the delegates taken or the popular vote taken. The third world thing is what Cruz is doing. I played it last hour because of time. I'm not going to play it, but did you see all the clips of Cruz, Roger, running around saying he won the Democratic vote in Colorado and that you won't talk about it and Trump won't? And Drudge is lying and won't show that he won? I mean, that is a total inversion of reality.
Yeah, there's only one thing that Weiler guy was right about when he said we're a free society, and therefore we have the right to peaceful protest. We have the right to mass in Cleveland. We have the right to find individual delegates and ask them to take the pledge that if you are elected as a Trump delegate, you'll stick with Trump on every ballot, and you'll stick with Trump on all important questions. This is how they intend to hijack this nomination. So it is the foaming of the mouth of the establishment, not us. We have said from the beginning that our protest will be peaceful. Meanwhile, as you know, over at the Trump ballot security project, we continue to collect affidavits from voters in states like Texas and Kansas and Oklahoma and Utah particularly. We're prepared to collect affidavits in California or Pennsylvania that prove an inordinate number of irregularities and a pattern of fraud. Now, the Trump forces may or may not, or any individual Trump delegate may or may not choose to challenge the seating of those delegates based on election fraud. This is historically precisely what the Eisenhower people did to Senator Robert Taft in 1952. Taft arrived in Chicago with 1,237 votes. The Texas and Louisiana delegates were unseated based on a case that Eisenhower supporters had not been allowed to vote in the caucuses, a case that doesn't need to be proven in a court of law because the Republican convention is governed by its own rules and bodies. So this is a potential real problem for the Cruz campaign. And if you want to support this important work, you can go to the new website for the Trump Security Ballot Security Project, which these guys can supply for you.
Wonderful. We're going to break, and I want to come back and take a few calls. But you sent me a text this morning. You were really upset about the Phyllis Schlafly Eagle Forum founder. The Cruz people, I guess their operatives in Eagle Forum, tried to take it over. And she said that she was told because she supports Trump. I mean, this is unprecedented activity of basically espionage.
Well, it's worse than that. It is the mugging of a 90-year-old woman, a conservative icon. Somebody there at the birth of the conservative movement. It's a hijacking by a gang of goons. And as will be proven very shortly, this plot to get Phyllis reaches all the way to the top levels of the Cruz campaign.
Oh, my gosh. That is huge breaking news. Stay there. Oh, my gosh. Roger Stone. He literally, I'm not kidding. This guy, everything he says turns out to be true. And everything he says is like the most gold inside baseball stuff. StoneZone.com. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. Stay with us back in 3 minutes with some of your calls.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
You've woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you. Guess what? The trail goes even deeper. When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy than you've ever been before. Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. toolsforfreedom.com.
Are you concerned about the power grid? About the new war on the power grid? If so, this will be the most important radio message you will ever hear, and the most valuable. Here's why. An important book revealing new and dangerous vulnerabilities of the power grid has just been written. Incredibly, the author has agreed to give away several free copies, but only for a limited time to GCN listeners. He simply asked that you pay $3 to cover part of the shipping and handling cost. Even better, if you're one of the first 17 online today, he will actually FedEx the book to you. Why do this? Why would he spend extra money and all that bother to FedEx his new book? The answer is simple. America's power grid is in grave danger, and most Americans are clueless. Find out what's going on behind the scenes, and why the most common question this author gets is, do you fear for your life? Go to waronthegrid.com. That's waronthegrid.com. Don't wait. waronthegrid.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hey, minute. Eight after next hour, we've got the geopolitical analyst, expert on global banking and on politics, Dr. Jerome Corsi, joining us for the balance of the hour. I got loaded phone lines here. Speaking of Jerome, I got a Jerome from New York, Allie in Illinois, Chad in Michigan. I want to go to everybody. We got 5 minutes now, 6 minutes, and then 5 minutes of the next hour. Mr. Stone's got to go. StoneZone.com. Get both his books. Again, on InfoWarsStore.com and support his work and my work at the same time because we're all in this together. There's another story by Wayne Madsen up on InfoWars.com right now. Karl Rove backing Cruz and Clinton at the same time. I mean, the Republicans and Democrats are merging in front of everyone. This is crazy. Another article on InfoWars.com. University bans golf team from using Trump course, cites social justice. Catholic University has banned its teams from ever playing on the courses. I mean, this is economic warfare, folks. This is all these foreign interests and groups from the communist Chinese and the Pope attacking our election process. This is globalism. America ganged up on, being taken over by traitors. And I just got to tell you, Cruz is now right up there with Hillary Clinton as an enemy of the Republic. I'm sorry, I'll just say it. I don't like doing that. I know I got a lot of listeners that are into Cruz, not many, but some, and it's sick. Getting back to Roger Stone, please flesh that out for a minute or two, then we're going to call, sir. I got Dr. Corsi on Skype. He's going, hey, that's my headline for tomorrow. That's big. Yeah, we're all over this. This is the type of thing that can capture the public's understanding of Cruz, that he, if he's behind his campaign, a takeover of bank accounts and a patriot organization, Phyllis Schlafly, from within, that if it's being investigated, I think could be criminal. She defeated the coup. Wow, this is amazing. Roger Stone, tell us the intel. I know you can't tell us specifics yet because you're working on that. I mean, you have the facts, but this is going to be a big story. Tell us what you know.
Well, I want to leave it at this. This reaches all the way to the top of the Ted Cruz campaign, and it's not surprising. We've seen these tactics from the Cruz bots before. Who can forget the way they planted a story on CNN that Dr. Ben Carson was getting out of the race, and then they contacted a pre-identified list of Carson voters, thousands of them, and told them, CNN just reported Ben Carson's getting out. Don't throw away your vote. Vote for Ted Cruz. Now, when they got caught, Ted Cruz reminded me of Dick Nixon. He was out there saying, well, I knew nothing about this. No, he knew everything about it. And the robocalls into South Carolina saying Donald Trump supports the gay and lesbian agenda. And the robocalls into South Carolina telling pro-life voters that Donald Trump and his wife supported abortion on demand. So he complains about dirty tricks. He whines about dirty tricks. But he's the master of dirty tricks. This is why I call him Tricky Ted. He's not what he says he is, folks. He is a Bush family retainer, largely responsible for the election of George Bush. He wrote the legal arguments for Bush v. Gore. He recruited John Roberts to that legal team and pushed him for the Supreme Court, where he approved Obamacare. That's the real Ted Cruz.
All right.
Republican.
Let's go to a call before we go to break. Al in Illinois, this is Colorado Delegate Vote Fraud Committee. Al, you're on the air. Quick question or comment for Roger Stone.
Hey, how's it going? Roger Stone, I just wanted to know, because of this Colorado incident where they set it up so it's rigged with no voters allowed, how many more states are coming up? And then I also have a YouTube video that most people have not caught on to, but it does have a ton of YouTube videos. The name of the YouTube video, if you want to search on YouTube, is Colorado Trump Delegate Removed and Replaced. And he basically goes on record. He does a Facebook mentions in his video, or YouTube video, I'm not really sure how he did it, but he's basically saying that he waited in line for hours to vote for Donald Trump. And
Yes, I've seen the video. We should do a story on it. They've had thousands of these calls. They take the real delegates, replace them with operatives. Powerful info. Roger, that's what you're talking about. This is crazy.
Yeah, this is part and parcel of the kind of Gestapo tactics that Paul Manafort spoke about on Meet the Press. What they're doing to Phyllis Schlafly, another example.
It's incredible. Stay there. I mean, imagine what he do as president. This is unbelievable. 70 seconds, we're back. Take a few more calls. Thank you, Alan, Illinois. I'm Alex Jones, folks. Spread the word.